we have now clarified your name correctly. So now, without further ado, I shall now call Reverend Kim, yourself, to deliver your message to us. Doing the invitation will be Preacher Job Yeo, 替我们今天翻译的是会要传道。
I'm really sorry that I cannot speak in Mandarin.
我很抱歉我不能够说中文。
I just assume that you are so bright and you are smart people, that's why you are able to speak in Mandarin.
我就想你们都很聪明的都能够明白中文。
I have a great respect for Reverend Lim and I'm so delighted to be with you this morning.
我很高兴今天早上能够与大家在一起敬拜神。
As you have heard about my name, you know, I have a lot of numbers.
你听到我的名字，你知道我有很多的数字。
My grandmother and my mother's side wanted me to be a very, very rich man, so that's why she gave me that name.
我的祖母、母亲都希望我能够发达，所以我就有一个很。Today,
I'm going to talk about Christian character.
今天要讲到这个基督徒的品性。And
I have chosen the text from verse 1 to 14.
我选择了经文是1到14节。But
that does not mean that I will be able to cover every single verse I would like to share with you this morning.
这不代表我今天能够讲到全部的经文。I
have to jump from verse to verse, but at least I want to come across a very important lesson to you and to myself.
我要有一些选择性的讲，然后并且呢，来给以你和我来一起看一段的经文。
A lot of people have been asking questions about the reasons why Christian churches are suffering overall in the world. Why the Christian churches are suffering and decreasing.
为什么我们要帮助其他的教会呢?
And people say that we need to be very spiritual.
有人说我们必须要很属灵。
And we need to be mature in Christ.
我们必须在基督里面成熟。
Even though we are talking about giants of faith, etc., it seems that we do not really understand what it means to be mature in Christ or what it means to be fruitful in Christ Jesus.
当我们讲到属灵的巨人的时候，我们不太能够了解在基督里面成熟或者是结果子的品性是怎么样的呢？
So if someone is able to make a very eloquent prayer, we think that that person is really spiritual and mature Christian.
有些人他们在祷告里面非常的流畅顺利，我们就以为他是一个属灵的人。
If someone is able to quote from the scriptures from the book of Genesis till the book of Revelation, we think that that person is really spiritual and mature.
当人很顺利的能够引用经文的时候，从创世纪到启示录的时候，我们就以为他是一个属灵的人。
Or if someone is able to make a really eloquent messages in preaching, we feel that that person must be an extremely spiritual person.
或者我们以为一个人很善于讲道的时候，我们就以为他是一个很属灵的基督徒。
Or if someone is able to demonstrate his skills, talents, or some sort of knowledge in certain ways, we think that that person is really spiritual.
或者一个人他能够显出有许多的才华或者是恩赐，我们就以为他是一个很属灵的基督徒。
At the same time, we really do not have any ideas what it means to be a fruitful Christian.
但是我们不太能够了解一个结果子的基督徒是如何的呢？
And I want you to know that the scripture tells us that we can know of the trees by its fruits, their fruits.
而且圣经告诉我们，我们从它的果子里面就可以知道那棵树。
And what kind of fruits are we talking about?
我们要讲什么样的果子呢？
Well, that is something that I want to share with you this morning.
所以今天早上我与大家分享。
It is because I believe that churches are suffering in this world, not because they are self-professing excellent spiritual people, but there are not enough good Christian characters in Christian churches.
我相信在基督徒的教会里面有许多讲到这些外表的这些恩赐才华，但是却不是讲到基督徒里面的那个品质。
In order to be good and fruitful Christian characters, first of all, we need to have good soils.
首先要有这个好的品质，我们必须要有好的泥土。
If you have raised anything, you know, plants or anything, you must know that soils must have good qualities.
当我们要栽种植物的时候，我们必须知道要有好的泥土才能够出好的果子。
So in order to be a good Christian, we must have good soil.
要成为好的基督徒，我们必须要有好的泥土。
And in this case, I must say that our Christian soil has two good elements.
我要讲的是，这个好的泥土有两方面。
One is faith and the other one is knowledge.
一个是信心，另外一个是知识。
It is because without faith we cannot please God.
因为人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
Even though we are able to memorize the whole Bible, if we do not believe in it, then we don't have any faith.
虽然我们可以背整本圣经，但是我们没有信心的话，也是虚空的。
In fact, I have known a man who is able to memorize the whole Greek New Testament.
我知道一个人，他能够背整本的这个新约。
But he does not believe in Jesus.
但是他不相信耶稣。
So I do not understand why he memorized the Greek New Testament. By the way, he is a very well-known scholar too.
他能够背希腊的这个新约，但是他是一个很有名的学者，但是他不信主。
So even though you seem to understand a lot of things, if you do not have any faith, then obviously you cannot be a Christian and you cannot have a Christian character.
假如我们没有信心来信靠神的话，我们就不可以成为基督徒，也不会有好的品质。
Therefore, now we know that we must have faith.
所以我们知道我们必须要有信心。
And when we are talking about faith, we need to know what kind of faith we must have.
我们讲到信心，我们要知道是怎么样的信心。
It is because basically people can believe in anything they want to believe.
基本上人可以选择选他所要相信的。
Many years ago, young man came to my church.
有一个年轻人许多年以前来我的教会。
And he just followed a girl.
他只是要来追这个女孩子。
He was not seeking after Christ or salvation, but he was seeking after a girl.
他不是要跟随基督，也不是要得救恩，他只是要得这个女孩子。
But whatever the reason he had come to church, I was happy to see him. Whatever the reason he came to church, I was happy to see him.
不管他用什么的理由来教会，我都很高兴见他。
So after the service, I sat down together with him.
所以我与他同坐。
And so I began to talk about faith.
我跟他讲到这个信仰。
And he was looking at me and he said,
他看着我说，
Pastor, you may think that I do not have any faith.
牧师，你以为我没有信心？
So I was quite surprised by that question.
我就对这个问题很惊讶。
So I said, do you have faith?
我说你有信心吗？
And he said, yes, I have a very strong faith.
他说是的，我有很坚定的信心。
So I said, what kind of faith do you have? What do you believe?
所以我就问你有什么信心，你相信什么？
And he said, I believe in ET.
所以我就说我相信 ET.
Do you know what ET is?
外星人。
It's a kind of movie many years ago. It was produced about extraterrestrial life existence or something like that.
外星人，那个电影是外星人 ET.
So he believed in ET.
所以他相信这个外星人。
In such a case, I could not tell him that he did not have any faith.
有这样的信心，我不能够帮助他来有这更好。
He had faith.
他有这个信心。
And I could say that even his faith was genuine faith.
我可以说他对这个他的信心是很单纯的信心。
Even he was very sincere in his faith.
虽然他是很真诚的有这个信心。
But if you are going to ask me whether his faith was right or wrong, then I would say that his faith was wrong.
你要问我他的信心是对是错，我要说他的信心是错的。
It is because the contents of faith was wrong.
因为他的信心的内容是错的。
So likewise, even Christian churches, there are people who claim to have faith, but whatever they want to believe, they may follow those objects or contents they want to believe.
但是很多人他们盲目的信心来信心某一些事情是盲目的。
Therefore, we need to believe in right things in order to have right faith.
所以我们必须要选择有智慧的，要这个话语才能够有正确的信心。
A lot of proclaimingself-professing Christians fail to grow because they do not have right contents in their faith.
有一些自称为基督徒不成长，是因为他们对信心的这个内容有所错误。
Some people believe in their dreams.
有的人相信他的梦。
Some people believe in their visions.
有的人相信他们有意象。
Or sometimes some people believe in their own thoughts.
所以有的人认为他的思想是对的。
So whatever the imaginations they may have in their minds, they believe in them and they think what they believe is right.
他们就自以为是他们是对的。
However, for Christians, there is a very definite contents or object of faith they must have.
但是基督徒必须要有一个信心的对象，正确的对象和目标。
It is mentioned in John chapter 5.
在约翰第五章。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
约翰福音第五章第三十九节。
Jesus was speaking to the Jewish people.
耶稣对犹太人说。
And especially Jewish leaders.
特别对犹太人的领袖。
You must know that Jewish leaders were not atheists.
你要知道犹太人他们不是无神论。
I want you to know that they believed in God.
他们信神。
Also, they believed in God's word.
他们也信神的话语。
That's why they studied the first five books of the Bible.
所以他们研究圣经的首五本书。
They wanted to keep every part of those books.
他们要保守每一部分。
And ironically, even though they believed in God,
很矛盾的就是虽然他们信神，
because of their faith,
因着他们的信，
they took Jesus to the cross.
他们就把耶稣钉十字架。
Can you imagine that they were not atheists?
他们不是无神论。
They did not deny the Bible either.
他们没有否定这个旧约。
Even though they believed in God, even though they believed in the Bible,They took Jesus to the cross.
虽然他们相信神，相信圣经，他们却把耶稣钉十字架。
Even though they believed in God, they believed in the Bible, they failed to believe in Jesus Christ correctly.
他们相信神，相信圣经，他们却不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Therefore, we need to be very careful when we say that we have faith and we have knowledge of our faith.
所以我们要很小心，当我们讲自己有信心，并且我们有这个信心的知识。
Jesus wanted to give right answer to these bewildered Jewish leaders, Jewish people.
耶稣要这些犹太人给这个犹太人正确的答案。
And he said in John chapter 5 verse 39.
他就讲了在约翰福音五章三十九节。
Search the scriptures.
你们查考圣经。
For in them you think you have eternal life.
因你们以为内中有永生。
So Jesus encouraged them to search the scriptures because they think that they can find the eternal life from the scriptures.
耶稣基督鼓励他们来查考圣经，因为内中有永生。
Jesus did not say that their efforts to try to search the scriptures for eternal life was wrong.
耶稣基督没有跟说他们在查考圣经寻求永生之错。
In fact, Jesus is affirming here that by searching the scriptures, they will be able to find eternal life.
但是耶稣基督鼓励他们是查考圣经，因为内中有永生。
There is a reason why they can find eternal life from the scriptures.
所以他们能够从圣经里面找到永生。
The last part of verse 39 says, They are they which testify of me.
但是最后一部分呢，就是说给我做见证的就是这圣经。
In other words, the scriptures are the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
而这个圣经就是耶稣基督的智慧。
By reading and understanding, believing in the scriptures, we will know of Christ even more and better.
借着读圣经、思想神的话，我们认识耶稣更深。
Therefore, if someone says, I really believe in Jesus,
所以有人说我认识耶稣基督，
but I do not know the scriptures,
但我却不认识圣经。
I'm just wondering what kind of Jesus they are believing in.
我在想他们所信的耶稣是什么，谁？
If someone says, I love Jesus,
有人说我爱耶稣，
but I do not know the Bible,
但是我却不认识圣经。
Then I'm just wondering what kind of Jesus they are loving.
我在想他们所爱的耶稣是谁呢？
That's why we need to have right faith based on right knowledge.
所以我们必须要有正确的信心和正确的知识。
If we want to be genuine, sincere, faithful, true spiritual Christians, then we must have good soils.
我们要有这个真实的基督徒的生命，我们必须要有好的泥土。
And these soils must have right faith and right knowledge.
这个好的泥土必须要好正确的信仰和正心和知识。
So from such rich and fertile soils, we can grow.
因着这个好肥沃的好土，我们可以成长。
And so when we grow, we are talking about Christian fruits.
当我们成长，我们讲到基督徒的果子。
We must be able to bear Christian fruits.
我们必须能够结果子。
By knowing the fruits, we shall be known.
吃到那个果子，我们就被知道。
So what kind of fruits are you showing, demonstrating?
我们的果子所显的是怎么样的呢？
Some people may be showing off their knowledge.
有的人可能他彰显示他的知识
，eloquence in speeches，
很流利的才华口才
，or some sort of skills and talents in various ministries。
所以在不同的事工有不同的才干与的恩赐。
But by showing certain skills and excellencies in our speeches and even teachings and preachings, we cannot show our genuine Christian character.
而借着彰显这些才华知识，不代表能够彰显我们基督徒的品性。
Here Peter is talking about Christian fruits.
在这里彼得讲到这个基督徒的果子。
In fact, if you look at verse 8,
然后我们看第八节，
2 Peter
在彼得后书一章 一章八节，
2 Peter chapter verse 8 says, For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那你说你们若充充足足有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Peter says that there is a way that we are not going to be barren or unfruitful.
彼得说有一个方法是我们不闲懒而不会不结果子的。
And there is a condition we must meet in order not to be barren, in order not to be unfruitful.
我们必须要满足这几项条件，使我们不闲懒也不会不结果子。
Verse 8 says, For if these things be in you.
第八节说你们若充充足足有这几样。
If these things are in us and abound, then we shall not be barren, we shall not be unfruitful. Therefore, we need to know what these things that we must have within us.
所以我们必须要知道这些几样有在充充足在我们心里的话，我们就不会我们就不会闲懒不结果子。
I must tell you that it is talking about Christian character.
这里是讲到基督徒的这个品德。
Some people think that if someone is really smart, we think that, you know, we consider such a person as a good spiritual mature person in Christ.
假如我们以为某个人很聪明的话，他是很基督徒有很好的品行的话。
But I have seen too many smart and intelligent people within Christian churches with very bad Christian character.
我看见很多的一个 很聪明能干的人，却又很有坏的这个品德。
I'm afraid of those individuals who are super smart without good characters.
我却很怕这些超级聪明的人，却没有这个好的品德。
Can you imagine that you can think of a politician who is very smart but with very bad character?
可以想想，只要一个政治人物，他有很聪明的这个头脑，却有很坏的这个品德。
Can you imagine that there is a very excellent speaking pastor preacher with a not so good character?
你可以想象一个很好讲才华很好的牧师或传道，但是他的品德却不好的。
Can you imagine that there is an elder who is super smart but very bad character?
你可以想象一个很超级聪明的长老却不好的品德。
Can you imagine that there is an elder who seems to be very spiritual but very without any good character, good Christian character, super smart but not so good Christian character?
你可以想到一些聪明的长老，但是却没有好的基督徒的品德。
Christian churches are suffering not because Christian churches do not have enough smart people, but there are not enoughChristian characters.
基督徒的教会里面在受苦，不是因为他不是因为他缺乏这个聪明的领袖，乃是缺乏这个基督徒的品德。
Why we need to talk about Christian character?
为什么要讲到基督徒的品德？
Verse 4 says in chapter 1,
第四节第一章说到，
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises,That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, we are talking about Christian character, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
第四节说，因此他又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
By becoming partakers of the divine nature, we are finally able to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
因为我们能够与神的性情有份，所以我们就可以脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
In other words, if we fail to be partakers of the divine nature, we are still within the corruption that comes from the world through lust.
假如我们没有与神的性情有分，我们就仍在这个世上的情欲来的败坏。
Very sadly, I must testify that we hardly find good Christian characters within even Christian churches.
很难过的就是在教会里面很难找到有好的基督徒品德的人。
We need to seriously examine our hearts and our lives whether we have good Christian characters, whether we have been growing in our Christian virtues.
我们要审查自己，审查自己心，看自己是不是有这个好的基督徒的品德。
Otherwise, we may be honored in the eyes of the people within Christian churches, but we are still corrupt with the minds of the world through lusts.
也许我们就在人的眼前看为尊贵，但是我们的心却受到这世上的这个情欲来的败坏。
Christian growth is a necessity.
基督徒的成长是必须的。
And Christian growth must be shown through Christian character growth.
基督徒的成长必须彰显在这个基督徒的品德。
By talking about growth in Christian character, I'm talking about the fact that there are good and bad.
我讲到基督徒的品德，就讲到有好有坏。
And there is a difference between maturity and immaturity.
也看到这个成熟还有不成熟的。
There is a difference between good and bad.
在好与坏之间有分别。
The necessity of our Christian character growth shows that there must be a difference between good and bad. There must be a standard.
在基督徒的品德里面，必须有一个标准，能够显从坏中分别出来，成为好。
If we do not know the standard, how do we know what is good and what is bad?
假如没有这个标准，我们怎么知道是好是坏呢？
By knowing the standard, we are able to measure the things to know whether it is good or it is bad.
有的这个标准我们才能够分辨善恶。
You know, many years ago, the former U.S. President George W. Bush said of certain countries as axes of evil.
这个某些年以前，这个美国的前总统布什呢，他讲到某一些国家是邪恶的。
Especially he said to the world that Osama bin Laden was Satan.
他就讲到这个奥沙马本拉登是撒旦。
And he said that Osama bin Laden was evil.
他讲这个奥沙马 本拉登是这个邪恶的。
But the interesting thing is that Osama bin Laden said of George W. Bush as Satan and evil.
然后奥沙马本拉登也讲这个布什总统也是撒旦邪恶。
So if both parties are charging against each other as evil and Satan, then who is right and who is wrong?
只要双方面的指控对方是撒旦邪恶的，那么谁对谁错呢？
If you go out to the world and try to evangelize the people,
只要你去外面还要传福音，
people will say to you,
人就说你是撒旦。
You are a Christian,
你是基督徒。
It is good,
你是好的。
Keep your faith to yourself.
你就自己守住这个信心。
I believe in something else.
我相信其他的。
That is good too.
也是好的。
Therefore, I will just keep my faith to myself.
所以我就守住我自己的信仰。
So it seems that the whole world has lost the standard. As a result, the whole world does not know what is right and what is wrong.
所以整个世界都不知道好坏。
And I want you to know that there is a standard.
我要你知道有一个标准。
By which we may know what is right and what is wrong.
从这个标准我们知道善恶。
And obviously the standard is the scriptures.
而这个标准就是圣经。
Based on scriptures, we must be able to grow in Christ.
从圣经我们能够从基督里面生长。
And is especially the Lord speaks to us that we must give all our diligence to grow in Christian character.
特别是圣经里面告诉我们要分外的殷勤在基督的性情上有份。
Verse 5 says, and beside this means beside faith and knowledge, giving all diligence, add to your faith, etc.
就是在第五节那里说，正因这个缘故你要分外殷勤，就有这个信心和加上德行。
Here, Peter tells us that we must give all diligence orIt means give all our efforts.
在这里，彼得说我们要分外的殷勤，要特别的努力。
In other words, we are not going to just sit down somewhere without doing anything. God wants us to do something about this matter.
而我们不是坐在那边等待事情发生，而神要我们积极主动的来参与。
Christian character growth must be sought after.
而这个基督徒的生命成长必须要来追求。
And if you continue to read verse 5, it says, add to your faith virtue.
在第五节说，有了信心要加上德行。
Add to your faith virtue, it means supply in addition to faith, virtue, and so on.
就是除了有信心之外，还要加上德行。
So saving faith alone is not good enough for Christian living.
只是因信心得救，在基督徒的成长上还不足够。
We are supposed to supply all these Christian virtues in character.
我们必须在这信心上面来有所成长。
So if someone says, God, I want to be a better person in Christ Jesus, therefore make me a better person.
有的人说，我要成为一个好的基督徒，求主你使我成为一个更好的人。
Of course, we need to pray very hard to the Lord for His help.
我们求上帝帮助我们。
And He will give us abundant resources we can use.
神会赐给我们丰富的资源来使用。
But at the same time, God wants us to use those resources He has ever given to us.
但是神要我们使用我们现在已有的资源。
So it is our responsibility to supply all these things in addition to the saving faith given by God's grace.
而借着神的恩典，我们在有信心的基础上面来成长。
If someone, let me suppose that there is an alcoholic man.
我就讲，这一个人里面有这个酒精。
And he's walking on the street.
他走在路上。
And he saw a bar.
他到酒吧。
And he was thinking about his drinking.
他就想到喝酒。
And he's praying very hard that God is going to help him not to take any drink.
他就祷告说，求上帝帮助他不要喝酒。
And he's walking toward the bar closer and closer.
他就走向那个酒吧越来越近。
And he's praying harder and harder, God, please make me not to drink.
他就越分外的殷切的祷告求主帮助他不要喝酒。
And he stops at the door of the bar.
他就到了酒吧的门外。
And he will pray something like this.
他就这样祷告。
With your power, God,
借着主的能力
help me not to move my legs into the bar.
帮助我不要使我的脚踏进酒吧。
And he makes one step forward.
他就向前迈一步。
God, stop my leg.
求上帝阻止我的脚。
And he makes another step.
他就再走一步。
Please stop me right here with your power.
求你使你的能力阻止我向前。
You know my heart.
你知道我的心。
And he keeps walking, and at the end of the day, he's drunken again.
他就继续向前行，到最后他醉酒了。
And later on, he's blaming God for his drinking.
他就怪神说，害他酗酒。
God has given him a knowledge that it is not a good idea for him to drink.
神给他知道，他这喝酒是不好的。
Even there was in the initial stage, he had a desire not to be tempted by drinking.
虽然他在开始的阶段有这个愿望，就是不要被这个试探。
While he was praying to God, he was able to turn himself away from the bar, but he walked into the bar.
但是他有这个机会转离酒吧，但是他却转向酒吧。
It is very possible that you have been praying to be good people and better people.
你也可能有这个祷告是要成为好的基督徒。
But still you find yourself or yourselves in the wrong character side.
或者你发觉到自己在一个错误的地方。
I want you to know that God wants us to supply all these Christian virtues and characters in addition to faith.
就是神要我们在这信心上面有所成长。
And it is based on individuals.
这是在个人方面的。
It is not a group growth.
不是群体的成长。
It is very possible that I may not be growing in Christian character, even though the rest of the church is growing.
虽然整个教会的在成长，也有可能是我个人方面没有成长。
It is because verse 5 says, add to your faith. It's an individual's faith.
在第五节说，就是有了信心，要加上你个人的德行。
It is a personal faith.
是个人的信心。
At the same time, it is referring to a very definite faith.
就是个别的讲到这个信心。
In the Greek text, in fact, there is a definite article the before faith, so it is talking about the faith of yours.
那在希腊文原文里面呢，讲到这个信心是个别的个人的信心。
Now we are talking about Christian character.
现在我们讲到基督徒的品德。
And there are different aspects of Christian character we can think of.
在基督徒的品德有几方面。
The first one here is mentioned is faith, virtue.
首先就是信心以外还有德行。
We are supposed to foster our virtues.
我们应该要让德行来成长。
When we are talking about virtues, we are talking about moral energy or moral courage or moral excellence.
我们讲到德行的时候，我们必须就是要讲到这个德行的这个勉励，还有这个勇气，还有这个成长。
Not too long ago, I read the book about the grace of God.
不久以前，我读到这个《神的恩典》这本书。
There was a mention of a man whose name was Doeg.
有一个人叫做 Doeg.
Doeg. Was converted under a Cambodian pastor's ministry many years ago.
这个 Doeg 是在柬埔寨牧师的这个带领下信主。
This particular pastor became a refuge in America eventually during Khmer Rouge time.
而在这个
Khmer Rouge time. During Pol Pot's,
在波波在统治的时期里面呢，他曾经受害。
So in America, he became a pastor. So he was pastoring a church.
他逃到美国去的时候，他有机会变成一个牧师。
Many times a year, he went back to Cambodia and he was ministering to his own people.
所以他都回到柬埔寨来服侍他的百姓。
And one of the converts was Doeg.
所以其中一个信主的就是 Doeg,
and he became a very fervent lay preacher.
他变成一个很平民的这个传道。
He was the most humble person amongst all the converts.
他在所有的信主当中是最谦卑的。
And one day in America, this pastor, while he was sleeping, there was a phone call coming.
当这个美国的他在休息的时候呢，他在接到一个电话。
And in fact, this phone call was coming from a reporter from Associated Press.
就是在这个电话是从这个记者那边来的。
And he asked the pastor whether he knew a man, Doeg.
而这个牧师的太太就问牧师说他是否认识 Doeg.
So he said, of course I know him, and he's a very good man. He's an excellent lay speaker.
而这个牧师说他很认识他，因为他是一个平民的这个传道。
And this reporter asked the pastor whether he knew who this man truly was.
而这个记者问这个牧师说他是否知道这个人是谁呢？
So he said he was a suffering person in Cambodia during the time of Khmer Rouge, and under my ministry he was converted. He's a good man.
所以他曾经在这个波波时代受到很苦，所以他在我的事工里面他信主。
But in fact, this man was a former man in charge of a tourist land torture house.
他其实是曾经在这个虐待的这个囚犯的这个中心是一个负责人。
I forgot the exact figure, but about only 6 people survived from that torture house out of 14,000 plus people.
从许多人里面，只有六个人从这个被虐待的这个中心中存活。
So this reporter traced him down, and finally he was able to meet up with Doeg in a village place.
而这个罪者跟踪到他，只能够找到他在这个乡村呢，找到这个 Doeg。
And obviously, this man was very afraid, and he was scared to be exposed to the world. And he denied at first that he was actually the person Doeg, who was the person in charge of the torture house.
所以他首先很 Doeg 就很害怕，就让全世界知道，所以首先他就否认这一点。
But when he was continually challenged by the reporter.
但是他接着被这个记者挑战的时候
，He finally said，
他最后说
，I was wrong，
我错了。
In the past, I believed in communism。
以前我相信这个共产主义。
And I believed that communism was good and God was bad。
我以为共产党是好的，而神是坏的。
As a result, I believe I tried to kill all those people who believed in God。
所以我就杀了许多相信神的人。
Now I believe in Jesus Christ.
现在我相信耶稣基督。
And I confess of my sins.
所以我承认我的罪。
So even though all other criminals during the time of Pol Pot's regime tried to deny their sins and criminal act, this man boldly said of his own sins.
虽然在波波统治的时代，许多有罪行的这些人都来否认他们的罪行。
He said he was worthy of his punishment. He deserves all those punishments. Through his confession, he was eventually sentenced to jail in a lifetime. There is no chance for him to get out of the prison in his, during his lifetime.
因着他承认他的罪行，他被送到他的监狱里面，终身监禁，不得再出来。
But at least as a convert to Christ Jesus, he began to show his moral excellence.
但是成为基督徒的这个信徒呢，他显示出他心中的这个品德。
He knew that his testimonies would be used against him.
他知道他以前所做的一切会来针对他。
But he did not want to hide his own sins.
他却不隐藏他的罪。
Moral excellence.
这就是品德的模范。
Christians must have moral excellence, moral courage to say no to the wrong things, yes to the right things.
基督徒必须要有这个品德的模范来向对说好，向错说坏，向罪说不对。
Sometimes even within Christian churches, we need moral courage.
而基督徒的教会里面也需要这样的模范，这样的勇气。
Because some congregations can be political rather than spiritual.
而有些会众可能会有这个分化，而不是属灵化。
Then it says that we must grow in knowledge.
所以我们必须要在知识上成长。
It is because in order to be morally excellent, we must have knowledge of morality.
必须要，当我们要有这个属灵的这个模范的时候，我们也必须要这个知识上的成长。
We should know the will of God so that we can know what is right and what is wrong.
我们必须要有认识神的旨意，知道对错。
Then he says we must grow in temperance.
然后就说我们必须要在这个节制上。
Temperance means self-control over desires or cravings.
而这个节制就是在一些欲望上的节制。
We do not do simply because we like to do something.
我们不是做一些事情我们喜欢去做的。
There is a time we need to control ourselves. The self-control is a discipline.
有一个时候我们必须要控制我们自己，是需要节制。
We need to self-control over anger.
我们必须要对怒气有所节制。
Or very bad habits like spreading gossips.
或者是喜欢讲是非的，我们要有所节制。
And we also need to grow in patience.
我们也必须要有的，在忍耐上面有所成长。
Self-control can be sustained only by patience.
而这个节制呢，只有靠着这个忍耐。
It is because patience is a developed self-control.
而这个忍耐呢，是从节制那边而演变过来的。
Then we must grow in godliness.
我们也必须要在敬虔上有所成长。
It means inner and outer reverence to please God.
就是在心里面对外面要有这个讨神喜悦的心。
It means that we are to worship God, in obedience.
就是我们要来在顺从中来敬拜神。
I said that godliness is in both inner and outer reverence to please God.
就是说在里面和外面来讨神的喜悦。
Sometimes I'm just wondering about certain individuals in Christian churches whether they have any godliness.
我在想有些人可能在教会里面不懂是不是有神在心中。
They show external outer reverence.
他们在外表上面显出这个敬虔。
But I could see their inner side, that their inner side is still corrupt.And so worldly and depraved.
但是在内心里面呢，却如此的败坏，却属于属世的。
When I see especially such individuals standing as the leaders of Christian congregations, I am truly sad.
所以是这些人在基督徒里面做领袖的，我非常的难过。
Israelites were condemned by God.
这个
condemned by God.
应该是被神所定罪的。
It is not because Israelites did not have any priests or the Bible.
以色列不是因为他们没有祭司，没有神的话。
They had worship services as well.
而他们也有这个敬拜。
And they praised God with their lips.
他们以嘴唇来赞美神。
But God said to them that their hearts were far away from him.
而神说他们的心却远离神。
All the appearances of religious practices does not support, does not guarantee our inner spiritual character.
外表的这些敬谦不代表里面的那个品德。
Then we must grow in brotherly kindness.
而我们心里面必须要在爱弟兄上面成长。
It means that Christians should be able to learn to love one another in a genuine way.
而基督徒应该在爱心上对弟兄有这个爱心。
I want to point out one particular matter here.
我要指出某一件事。
It talks about brotherly kindness, brotherly love.
就是讲了爱弟兄的心。
It means that Christians are living within the believers' community.
就是基督徒在基督徒的圈子当中。
In order to share our brotherly kindness or brotherly love and affection with other people, there must be other people around us.
而要有这样的彰显这样的爱心，必须要有其他的人在我们的圈子里。
Therefore, if someone says, "Leave me alone," I'm a good Christian anyway, so leave me alone.He is wrong.
假如一个人说，让我独，让我一个人孤独而行的话，那就是错的。
Believers are living together as a community, a family of God.
一个基督徒应该是在一个人群中来成长的。
And lastly, we must know that we must grow in charity, which means love.
就是说，我们另外一个就是要有爱众人的心。
So it means that it talks about even bigger love, even we are able to love our enemies.
就是说讲到我们要有更大的爱心，就是能够爱我们的仇敌。
I cannot continue anymore because time is up, but before I'm going to close my message, I want you to read verse 9.
由于时间的关系，我不能够完全，但是我要以第九节来做总结。
Verse 9 says,
第九节说，
But he that lacketh these things, in other words, if any person does not have these Christian characteristics, that person is blind and cannot see afar off.
就是说人若没有这几样呢，就是眼瞎。
Spiritually blind person.
就是属灵的眼瞎。
So even though he has a lot of biblical knowledge and even doctrinal theological knowledge, if he does not have Christian character, he is spiritually blind.
只要他有很丰富的属灵的知识，但是却没有这个品德的话呢，也是等于属灵的瞎眼。
And second half of verse 9 says, he has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
那第九节的后半部说到，因为他忘记他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
A professing Christian.With not so good Christian character is a person who has forgotten that he was forgiven by the grace of God.
一个自称为基督徒却没有一个基督徒的品德呢，他是忘记了过去他已经得到神的赦免。
I hope that we will put our desires and cravings on the growth of Christian character.
我盼望大家弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的心志渴慕，来追求属灵上的基督徒品德的成长。
We have been hearing about so many things about Christian living in Christian churches.
我们在教会里面听到许多关于基督徒生活。
But we shall know people by their fruits.
但是我们可以从他们的果子来认得那个树。
Those fruits are talking about Christian character.
这些果子就是基督徒的品德。
I hope that we Christian husbands are best kind of Christians and characters at homes.
我希望基督徒的丈夫也能够在基督家里面有这个基督徒的品德果子。
I hope that our ladies are best kinds of wives and daughters at home.
我希望我们教会的姐妹也是有这样的基督徒的品德在家里。
Unfortunately.During my years of ministry in different continents and different countries, I have seen abusive, violent husbands and abusive and violent wives and children.
在服侍的不同的世界各地里面，也看到在家庭的暴力，丈夫、妻子或者对孩子。
How many Christian homes are being broken away?
有多少的基督徒的家庭在破碎当中呢？
How many Christian churches are suffering because of bad characters?
有多少的教会因着这样而受苦呢？
It is my hope and prayer that we will all grow in Christian character by the grace of God.
我的祷告和盼望就是我们在基督徒的品德上成长。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for the saving faith and knowledge you have given to us for our salvation.
感谢主，你赐给我们这救恩的信心，借着主所赐的救恩。
Please help us to grow in Christian character.
求主帮助我们在基督徒的品德上成长。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
阿门。